ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Text number 18. Name of the chapter, The Characteristics of Rishabhdev. Verse 8. Atah Bhagavan Rishabhdeva Svavarsha Karmakshetra Manu Manyamana Pradarshita Guru Kulvaso लब्धवरे गुरुभिर्नु ख्यातो गृहमे दिना धर्माननु शिक्षमाणो जनता निद्रदत्ता यमु भूयलक्षणम् कर्म समान माया मातम भीयुग्नना मजानमा मानाना शतम् जनयामासा। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: After Nabhi Maharaj departed for Badrikashram, the Supreme Lord Rishabhdev understood that His kingdom was His field of activities. He therefore showed Himself as an example and taught the duties of a householder by first accepting brahmacharya under the direction of spiritual masters. He also went to live at the spiritual master's place, Gurukula. After his education was finished, he gave gifts, Guru Dakshina, to his spiritual masters and then accepted the life of a householder. He took a wife named Jayanti and begot 100 sons who were as powerful and qualified as he himself. His wife Jayanti had been offered to him by Indra, the king of heaven. Rishabhdev and Jayanti performed householder life in an exemplary way, carrying out ritualistic activities ordained by the Shruti and Smriti Shastra. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Being an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishabhdev had nothing to do with material affairs. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chaduskritam. The purpose of an incarnation is to liberate his devotees and to stop the demonic activities of non-devotees. These are the two functions of the Supreme Lord when He incarnates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that in order to preach, one must live a practical life and show people how to do things. Apni achari bhakti sikhaimu sabare. One cannot teach others unless he behaves the way, same way himself. Rishabhdev was an ideal king and he took his education in the Gurukula. Although he was already educated because the Supreme Lord is omniscient. Although Rishabhdev has nothing to learn from Gurukul, he went there just to teach the people in general how to take an education from the right source, from Vedic teachers. He then entered householder life and lived according to the principles of Vedic knowledge, Shruti and Smriti. In his Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu 1.2.10, Srila Rupa Goswami, quoting the Skanda Purana, states, Shruti smriti pununadi pancharatra vidim vinam ऐकांतिकी हरे भक्तिर उत्पातायैव कल्पते. ह्यूमन सोसाइटी मस्ट फॉलो द इंस्ट्रक्शंस रिसीव्ड फ्रॉम श्रुति एंड स्मृति वेदिक लिटरेचर. प्रैक्टिकली अप्लाइड इन हिज लाइफ दिस इज वर्शिप ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडेड अकॉर्डिंग टू पंचरात्रिका विधि. एवरी ह्यूमन बीइंग मस्ट एडवांस ए स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ and at the end return back home and at the end return home back to Godhead. Maharaj Rishabhdev strictly followed all these principles. He remained an idle grihastha and taught his sons how to become perfect in spiritual life. There are some examples of how he ruled the earth and completed his mission as an incarnation. ॐ अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च. श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये. वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. सो हियर इन दिस चैप्टर लाइफ ऑफ ऋषभदेव इज मेंशनड. ऋषभदेव वॉज सन ऑफ नाभि महाराज एंड नाभि महाराज डिड ऑस्टेरिटी टू हैव सन just like Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead personally came as the son of Nabhi Maharaj, that is Rishabhdev. And Rishabhdev from childhood also very dear to his father. And he displayed exemplary qualities from the childhood itself, because he was Supreme Personal of Godhead and he manifested his qualities. So the father realized then, and when he got matured, Nabhi Maharaj left for performing austerities and meditating on the Lord. And Rishabhdev, here we find in this verse that Rishabhdev, although he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still he followed perfect, say, etiquette or rules and regulations of different aspects of the life. He followed Brahmachari in his childhood, went to Gurukula, learned from various spiritual masters, and at the end of it, he gave Guru Dakshina to them, and then accepted the householder life, and begot 100 children from the womb of his wife, that is Jayanti, and trained all the children. And when they were trained, then he gave the kingdom to the children. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not obliged to act according to the norms of material world. Prabhupada gives a famous example, is that a prime minister, when he visits the jail, he doesn't have to follow the norms of the jail, because he is just a prime minister, he is controller, he is the head position. So he doesn't have to follow anything. The persons who are in jail has to follow the rules and regulation, because they are imposed by rules and regulation. But the prime minister visiting in jail, he is at liberty. So similarly, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he doesn't have to follow anything, but still he follows, because he knows that if I don't follow myself these rules and regulation, then people will try to imitate and make their royal road towards the hell. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, as a part of compassion, he tries to follow the etiquettes or rules and regulation prescribed in the Shastra, so that people in general can follow him. Otherwise, he is beyond three modes. Like another example Srila Prabhupada gives, a spider is there. The spider is creator of the web, and spider can move anywhere very easily. But any fly coming in the web, it will get stuck up in it. So Krishna is like the spider. He has created all entire material creation, and he doesn't have any rules. He can go anywhere on the web. Like spider will not be any hindrance. He can go anywhere because he is liberated. He is beyond three modes. But conditioned souls are not beyond three modes. They are subjected by Satvagun, Rajogun, Tamogun. They are subjected by hunger, thirst. They are carried away by six anarthas, because they are in this material world. And in this material world, they have to act according to Satvagun, Rajagun, Tamogun, whichever modes they have been acquired. Krishna tells to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita that you will be forced to act according to the nature you have obtained. So conditioned souls are puppet in the hands of the Lord, but they feel that they are independent. So the Lord, although he is liberated, he is a Mukta Purusha, he doesn't have to follow any norms of this material world. But as a part of compassion on the other conditioned living entities, he tries to follow this, so that we can learn from his teachings, and we can also make our path back to the spiritual world. Here Rishabhdev, very meticulously, he follows all the rules and regulation. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that Lord doesn't have to do anything. Even he doesn't have to kill any demon, or he doesn't have to protect his devotees, but still he does it, because as a part of duty he does it. Krishna if he sees lifestyle. So Krishna many times depicted many magnanimous activity or very wonderful activities or very unique activities. We can't imitate that. We can just follow the Lord. If we imitate the Lord, then we will be doomed. Like in Krishna's time, there was one personality whose name was Pondraka, and he wanted to imitate Krishna, and he even made two more arms, artificial arms, and he was challenging Krishna that I am actually Krishna and you are not Krishna, and kindly you don't claim that you are Lord, I am the Lord. And Krishna had a good laughter in their assembly that how anybody can even first of all think that he is Lord, and secondly on that basis he is challenging Krishna that you just give up, otherwise I will kill you. And Krishna had good laughter, and ultimately he was killed by the Lord. So the Lord, in the interest of general population, he tries to follow it, but sometimes he exhibits such activities which cannot be followed. Krishna, when he was in Dwarka, so Krishna married 16,108 wives. Can anyone even accept that many wives? Even if a person has got married to that many wives, he can give one day to each wife. So the last wife will give, after 16,000 days, he will get the association with that person. So after so many years, maybe it will come to around 40 years or so of the marriage, she will be associating with the husband. But Krishna expanded as 16,108 forms, and he fulfilled 100% the desires of his wives. Even in this conditions state, one cannot even fulfill desires of one wife, because desires are unlimited and we are limited. So with limited persons, we cannot fulfill unlimited desires. Only unlimited can fulfill unlimited desires. So only Krishna, he has got power to fulfill everybody's desires. We can't even fulfill our desires, what to speak of others' desires. So Krishna married 16,108 wives, and he exhibited such a wonderful lifestyle. He had palace for each wife. It's not that in one palace all the wives are put together. Like say, many times we see a chicken one in a truck going, and all chickens are just put one together, and it's so stinking. So Lord doesn't do that. He has got opulent lifestyle for each wife of that. So that is the potency of Krishna. Krishna is unlimited. He can do most wonderful activity because he is Lord, he is controller of everything. Krishna, when he used to take rest at night, so just to set an example, he used to get up in Brahma Murta. If you see Krishna's activities, he was exhibiting externally so much attachment to his wife that for Satyabhama, he went to the heavenly planet to get Parijata tree. So externally he exhibited such a attached householder life. But when it came for Brahma Murta, Brahma Murta is 3 hours before the sunrise, and Lord's wife were embracing him, and they were in complete ecstasy because Lord is lying behind them, and their arms were on the body of the Lord, and nobody else around. And Lord, in spite of that, at just 3 hours between when the cock was crowing, the Lord would remove his wife's hands, Rukmini Devi or Satyabhama or any other wife, such beautiful hands, he will remove the very nice, beautiful, all opulent facilities. But still, he will just get up, rise and perform his morning duties to set an example. Otherwise, he can just enjoy. He is Rasraj, he can just enjoy. But just to set an example, he does that. And the wives of Krishna used to curse the cock's crowing, because it means to them is that Lord will go for his morning duties. So just to set an example, Lord performed these activities. And after that he wash his hands, face, mouth and meditate. But where will Krishna meditate? Because he is Lord. He doesn't have anything. So he meditates on himself. And many times people, mundane people, try to follow this suit and meditate on himself or meditate on void. But Krishna doesn't say. Krishna says that you meditate on Supreme Absolute Truth, that is Krishna himself. And when we meditate on Krishna, we get liberated. We get ecstasy. We clear our path going back to the kingdom of God. And the best way of meditating on the Lord in this age is chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Very easy, practical method to meditate on the Lord. After doing his meditation, he would exhibit his householder duty as giving charity. And he has got many groups of 13,084 cows. And he used to give charity to the Brahmanas. He used to give all group of cows to the Brahmanas. And cows are also fully decorated with gold, silken cloth. Krishna will give silken cloth to the Brahmanas as well as cows, as well as deer skin, so that Brahmanas can use and perform tapasya, or sesame seeds, maybe they may be using for yajna. So Krishna was exhibiting perfect quality of a householder. Perfect quality. Even Lord himself, Krishna himself, went to Gurukula. Although Lord is omniscient, he knows everything. Nothing is unknown to him. He is the knower of all truths, whichever is existing. He knows past, present, future, in and out of everything. We don't know even what is happening in our own body, what to state outside of our body. But the Lord knows everything. What we did in last life, we don't know. But he knows everything. Because his whole body is spirit. And we are made up of matter. And soul is residing, but the body, our body is matter. That's why Krishna says to Arjuna, that you can't remember. I can remember because my body is, because Lord's body is spirit and Arjuna has taken newer and newer material body. So that's why Krishna is omniscient, but still he take lessons from spiritual master just to set an example. But common people, the tendency is that they want to imitate whichever is conducive to them, whichever helps in sense gratification. Like say we chant Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. So nobody wants to imitate Krishna as Girivara Dhari. People want to imitate Krishna as Gopi Jana Vallabha. They want to have nice affair, nice loving exchanges with the beautiful bodies over here. But Krishna is Giridhari and nobody can imitate that. They want to imitate whichever Krishna is. Like Krishna is many times stealing and people say, aapke Bhagwan bhi jo hai, your Krishna also was stealing. So why can't we steal? But Krishna set an example that people don't. Krishna was getting up in the early morning in Brahma Murta and meditate on Krishna. So anybody does that? That they will not do. And they will try to do which is conducive for their sense gratification. In the name of the Lord, so that even people accept that he is okay, he is having bona fide reasons to do it. So one should follow teachings of the Lord, rather than one should not imitate. We can't imitate the Lord fully. Krishna's activities are wonderful. How can we imitate what Vamandev did? Or how can we imitate what Narsingadev did? Or how can we imitate Krishna's lifting Govardhan Hill or Krishna marrying to 16,108 wives. No way we can imitate Lord, because we are a tiny insignificant jivatma. That also we are subjected to birth, death, old age and disease. We are just struggling. And in Kali Yuga, the tenure of life is also very small. Very small. It's just some years to go and we'll be either buried or we'll be burnt or we'll be eaten by somebody else. So Kali Yuga also life tenure is very small. And the people of Kali Yuga, they've got natural tendency to proclaim themselves as God. Natural tendency. So here, Lord and his devotees, specifically, they show exhibit by their actions. Many times we say action speaks louder than words. We say Acharya. Acharya means one who exhibits proper behavior. Proper behavior is Achar. Exhibits Achar. That's why they are called Acharya. They are not Acharya because they are speaking big, big philosophy. They are said as Acharya because they are exhibiting the perfect Achar. And that is what is important. Because Achar exhibiting is very important. People may speak big philosophy, but they may not follow it. That cannot even change other people's heart. Others people's heart can be changed only if we act properly. That is a very important. Like say, suppose somebody is shooting, so but the bullets are empty, so it will not have any effect on the other party. Because it's empty bullet, this it will not have any effect. So similarly, a person who is not practicing, and if he speaks, he may speak good philosophy. The philosophy may be appealing to the mind, but it will not penetrate in the heart. It will just remain on the mental platform. When a person is following, other person, the super soul from other person's heart will reciprocate. And he will open the heart to receive the message. Prabhupada, classic example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada went to the West and he says, Nachao, Nachao, Prabhu. He says, I am puppet in your hands. He writes in the prayer that I don't know how my language will appeal to them, because he was an old man. So he doesn't have good voice also externally if we see Prabhupada. Prabhupada's voice was not so very clear also. Many times we hear Prabhupada's class, we have to refer to the notes many times. And secondly, Prabhupada was having Bengali-English accent. And many of the Srila Prabhupada's disciples, they say initially we were not able to follow what Swamiji is saying. But somehow or the other we followed whatever we understood, we followed it. And their lives were completely transformed. Why? Because the Lord reciprocated from their heart. So many times we try to appeal other person on the mental platform, but he may not end up chanting Hare Krishna. Only thing, if we practice properly, by that potency, only we can actually impregnate others' heart with bhakti. And that's why Acharya are able to do it. For example, an impotent person cannot give a seed for a child to any other woman, even if the woman is fertile. Similarly, a person who is not following cannot affect others' lives. One story Prabhupada says in this regard, that one time one lady was there and she approached a sadhu with a son and told the sadhu that my son is eating whole day eating sweets. Kindly tell him that he should leave sweets, eating sweets. So sadhu said that you come after 1 week. The lady went away, came after 1 week with the son. Then sadhu told that boy, young boy, that please don't eat sweets. And the lady went away, son went away, and surprisingly, the son left eating sweet. So the lady was surprised. She again came back to the sadhu and she asked that you told and my son is listening, but how is it so that you didn't told first place? So sadhu said that at that time I myself was eating sweets. So one should speak what one is following. Otherwise Krishna will always test. Suppose somebody is speaking very high philosophy, not following, Krishna is always test on that point to him. He will always give a test to that person, whether he is following or not following. So one should speak according to our realization. Whatever we are following, we should speak. One should not speak very high topics if a person is not realized. And that's what Acharya Prabhupada, we see that his life, he didn't spoke very high rasic subjects. He was just based to the this thing. Because he has to exhibit the Achar. One time Srila Prabhupada, some audience requested him, kindly speak on Krishna's intimate pastimes. Prabhupada denied, I'll not speak. Again they insisted. The Prabhupada said that you may be qualified, but I am not qualified. Although Prabhupada was qualified. So that is Acharya. They know exactly what is the condition of other living entities. And then they act accordingly so that people can follow him. Srila Prabhupada, he visited to Prayag along with his disciples. And that is during Kumbh time. And at Prayag, Prayag is the Sangam of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. And it is very cold, very chilling over there, very chilling. And morning it is very austere to get up early. Very chilling. Fog is there till 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. And very chilling. So, proper disciples were there. They were not coming for Mangala Arati and they were getting up late. And Prabhupada's health was bad. And in spite of that, Prabhupada saw that my disciples are not up to the mark. So, he himself was getting up early just to set an example. And Kumbh, to get up early, like said, time of 4 o'clock or so, is very austere, very chilling. Cold water bath, very chilling, in spite of bad health. So that is an Acharya. Acharya follows by his own examples. And people in general can understand that examples and they can imbibe the teachings in their life. Then only their life will lead to perfection. We can't imitate great souls. No way we can imitate great souls. We can't imitate the Lord. People, we say in Kali Yuga, they want to imitate Lord. So many people claim that we are Lord himself. But their bodies are dwindling. It's just a matter of some years. And their body will completely dwindle. They are getting old. They are having diseases. Having toothache. Everything. But still, still they are claiming themselves to be God. And that is just due to false ego. People claim to be God. And false ego is there in everybody's heart. Even if you become devotee to a certain degree because we are not fully purified. So it is always there. False ego means to enjoy our, dominate our material nature. Try to enjoy. That is also becoming Lord himself. Only right of enjoying is Krishna as God, because he is the owner, proprietor of everything. We are not proprietor. We are not proprietor of our own body. Many times people claim that why did Krishna dance with the young gopis? But that young gopis are just manifestings of Krishna's energy. You are claiming that she is my wife, but your wife is also property of Krishna. They say that Krishna went to at the night with so many young girls. But your wife itself is a property of the Lord himself. You are not the owner of the wife, so you can't enjoy your wife also. So actually in one way, everybody is trying to lord over, trying to become Lord himself. And that is the disease in this conditioned state. Everybody, irrespective, person wants to become Lord. So if we sincerely accept this process, even one sincere devotee who is trying to follow these principles can change so many people's life. So many. If one enthusiastic devotee is there, he can touch so many people's heart, although he may not be well versed fully. Just by his enthusiasm, he has got potency to change so many people's heart. Many times people see devotees happy and they cannot conceive it and take to devotional path. Just see how this person can be so happy. Many times we come to devotional service. We may not be understanding what is happening in our life. But at least I can tell you 20 people are watching your life. They may not express it. They may say, oh, he has become devotee. Let me see what changes are there in his life. At least 20 people are watching your life. Whatever a person, whoever the person may be. So a person, they see that his life has changed for good. He is more happy. Then they may be naturally attracted to the process. And that's what Krishna conscious philosophy, this path is there. As I told you, everybody wants to become Lord in this material nature. That's why Krishna acts according to set an example. But in Kali Yuga, this tendency is increased. Hypocrisy is increased. That's why when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he came as the most munificent, merciful incarnation of the Lord, Krishna himself. And he never accepted that he is Lord himself. Whenever somebody used to tell him Vishnu or Krishna, he used to block his ears and chant Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu and run away from the place. Why? He could have exhibited his opulence, but he exhibited opulence of renunciation. He didn't exhibit other opulences. He could have also exhibited Virat Swarup in Navdeep or to all people in general and people who worshipped. But he wanted to show to the people that how to act as a devotee. Because he knew in Kali Yuga so many people will pose himself to be the Lord. So he came not as a Lord, as a devotee of the Lord. More sweeter, most sweeter, the Lord's form. He came as a devotee of the Lord. And he taught by his teachings and example that what is true principles in this age of Kali Yuga. When he came to, he was appeared on this planet Earth. People were posing themselves as big scholars or Mayavadas, prominent and so forth. And in very nice way, in devotional way, he was propagating the Harinam Sankirtan. One classic example, when he met Prakashanand Saraswati. Prakashanand Saraswati, he was sannyasi and he had 60,000 sannyasi disciples. And on the bank of Ganges, I think near Veni Madhav temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Prakashanand Saraswati, and Prakashanand Saraswati was sitting on a high platform along with 60,000 disciples, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu act as a simple devotee, and Prakashanand Saraswati posed himself as a very powerful Vedantist, knower of the Vedanta, and he was surprised by the act of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like, say, roaming here and there like sentimentalist, chanting the holy names, shedding tears. And Prakashanand Saraswati, very curious, inquisitive and surprised, why this sannyasi, so beautiful sannyasi, is acting like this? So Prakashanand Saraswati directly asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are a sannyasi, you should be the knower of Vedas, you should become Vedantist, you should learn Veda, you should spend your time in learning Veda. Why you are acting like emotional, sentimental person and roaming here and there and shedding tears? Be like us and be a Vedantist. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Lord himself, he said that my spiritual master has told me that I am fool number one and I can't understand Vedas. And he told me to chant the holy names. And when I chant the holy names, I become completely mad. So the Lord himself posing as a fool, can imagine? Lord himself saying, I don't have any knowledge, I am very fool, I am foolish person, although he knows the everything, whatever existing, he is the giver of knowledge to even Prakashanand Saraswati. If he just withdraws his memory, Prakashanand Saraswati cannot even utter a word. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was a knower of everything, but still he posed himself a very foolish person and said that my spiritual master has told me to chant the holy names, and on his order I am chanting the holy names. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to exhibit who is true Vedantist. Vedanta means, we have got Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So Bhakti means devotional act, and Veda means the Vedic conclusion of the Vedic wisdom, that is Vedanta. And who is the Vedantist? Vedantist is one who chant the holy names of the Lord. He is the topmost Vedantist. If a person, although he is a chandala, he is chanting the holy names of the Lord, it means that he has done all austerities. He has done, understood all the Vedic Shastras, because there is a conclusion. He has understood, it has got, he has jumped over all, like say, reading scriptures many times. and he has understood it and he has accepted the conclusion. So who is the Vedantist? Vedantist is not a Brahmana who is posing himself to a learned person. Vedantist means a person who chants the holy name of the Lord. He is the true Vedantist. And we see here that very few people, handful of people are accepting these principles of chanting of the holy names. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Lord himself posed as a very foolish person, never exhibited his opulence of the Lord, him, Lord. He just always remained a humble devotee and always exhibited the importance of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Many times devotees or others acted in very peculiar way with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but never acted, save and except very few examples like Jagan, Madan, other few examples like say 21 hour this bathing of Chaitanya Mahaprakash Lila. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never exhibited his opulence of Lord. Why? Because he knew that if I pose himself as Lord, then people will also imitate. Due to false ego, it is very easy if somebody tells somebody that please come, you are Lord himself, and very easy to follow that philosophy. And if we say, please come, you are servant of the Lord, or servant of the servant, very difficult. Servant I am, what do you think, I am so big person, so educated person, and you are, I am servant. So very difficult to assimilate the fact. It directly pins, hurts the false ego. I am just a servant, what do you think? So if somebody, that's why we find in many places, many other spiritual organizations, many large quantity of people flocks together, because they never give this understanding of servant or servant of the servant. Why? Because they know that if you tell that you are not the enjoyer, you have to follow four regulative principles, or you have to accept that you are servant of the servant, then people will run away. Why people will come? Why say, although ISKCON is the most bona fide institution, still we find that very less people. We have to give our blood to make one devotee, and very less amount of people come compared to the population of India or Bombay. Why is it so? Because people cannot, due to their false ego, don't want to accept that I am servant. They want to become the Lord. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this. And he acted as a servant of the Lord or devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada says many times that anybody who becomes servant of the servant, he is more dear to Krishna than directly serving the Lord. And as we tell Acharya, like say Prabhupada's all associates exhibited Acharya. If we read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates exhibited Acharya. Shad Goswami is there, Haridas Thakur is there. All of them exhibited Acharya, proper conduct. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he was a sannyasi, so he also exhibited perfect Acharya. Neither he used to associate with women. It said that Madhavi Devi was associate of the Lord, but still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't even came near to Madhavi Devi. All women in Jagannath Puri used to offer obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from far distance. King Pratap Rudra, he was king and he was very keen to have darshan or association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't entertain him. After long time, he just gave his mercy. He just kept, because he followed the etiquette of proper sannyas. He used to eat very less. Very less. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to eat very less. He used to follow perfectly, just so that conditioned soul of the Kali Yuga can, even if they want to imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activity, their life will be, will go to perfection. So in sum and substance, we should not try to imitate the Lord's activity, although that nature is there in ours, to imitate and to pose ourselves to as big or to influential, but we should always pose ourselves as meek, humble, and we should try to follow the teachings given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shad Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, in that parampara, whatever teachings we have received, we should try to follow in our lives, because we are tiny, insignificant jivatma. And by following these teachings, we can have the most powerful benedictions in our life, and by changing our life, it can change so many other people's life also. Because if a person seriously follow, then it can touch so many people's life. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that even if I make one pure devotee, my life is perfect. Because at prayers of by that pure devotee, many, many, many conditioned souls will be liberated. Many will be liberated. So our whole concern should be to follow the teachings in our life before we speak. And we should speak according to our own realizations. Thank you very much. We would like to end here. Hare Krishna. We would like to welcome Bhavanand Prabhu by chanting Haribol. Haribol! 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 Any question? Anybody or comment? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.